Welcome to the Feeding and Leading Podcast, featuring Todd Fisher and Andy Taylor, a podcast for church leaders focusing on expository preaching, pastoral leadership, and ministry.
Hey, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the first episode of our Feeding and Leading podcast. My name is Todd Fisher. I'm the Executive Director for Oklahoma Baptist. And joining me on every one of these episodes will be Andy Taylor. Andy, say hello and introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Andy Taylor. I am the East Central Regional Ministry Partner for Oklahoma Baptist.
And Andy and I have combined years of pastoral experiences.
Probably 60 or more.
Yep. I've been a pastor in Oklahoma for the last 30 years, stepped into this role in January. Andy has been a pastor for that long, both in the local church and also as a chaplain in the United States Army. So we have a lot of experience on the pastoral side. Preaching, and in particular expository preaching, is something that's very passionate for Andy and I. So we have titled this podcast Feeding and Leading, and what we want to do is we want to put out two podcasts a month, and there will be one podcast on preaching, there will be one podcast on pastoral ministry and leadership, and our goal is for this podcast to really encourage and equip pastors in particular, but anyone who is in ministry or just interested to listen, we hope that this will be an encouragement and a resource for ministry. Why do a podcast like this? This was something that kind of popped into my mind early on after I accepted this job, took this job as executive director. One of my big passions as executive director for Oklahoma Baptist is to really help pastors, to care for pastors, to encourage them, to equip them. Being a pastor has never been an easy job, and it is especially not an easy job in this day and age with the culture we live in and post-pandemic times. And one of the things that really kind of precipitated us doing this podcast is in the last 4 months, I've been traveling all over our state. I have met with probably by now easily over 300 pastors in our state amongst Oklahoma Baptists and preached at all these churches. And let me tell you, there are so many of our pastors that are tired, they are frustrated, they are discouraged, they are lonely. So many pastors have just called me up just to talk. And some of them have theological questions. Some of them have questions about our convention. Some of them have questions about very difficult leadership. Decisions that they have to make inside of their church. And so many of those decisions you have to make in this day and age are kind of no-win, lose-lose decisions like we had to do with the pandemic. And also just guys that are asking me about preaching. I think pastors in general want to hone their craft and improve their craft of preaching. So that really kind of is what got our idea going for a podcast like this. And so Andy and I have known each other like at least a couple of lifetimes now. Mm-hmm. We first met in Tom Wilkes' preaching class at Oklahoma Baptist University in the barely 1990s.
Yep.
And so I approached Andy because I know Andy is very passionate about preaching and leadership, disciple making. And I thought maybe he and I could get together and do a podcast like this where we make this a really very practical tool that will help pastors and encourage pastors on the front of preaching and on the front of leadership and ministry. And, you know, we've already kind of sketched out what a lot of our episodes are going to be. We want to get into a lot of particulars to try to help guys. And so that's just a little bit of a setup, a little background on why we want to start this podcast. And Andy, what would you add to that? How would you add some more detail to why we're doing this?
You and I both believe that as the pastor goes, so goes the church in many ways. And we started talking about this actually before.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
Before COVID hit, yeah. And we actually even kind of did our own first episode, which is kind of going to be our episode number mm-hmm. one after this one.
Mm-hmm.
But as we have gone across the state, and I too have been across the state for the last month, the last 30 days, and I've seen exactly the same things you have, we realize that there are so many more issues today to juggle as a pastor than perhaps ever before. And we don't claim to have all the answers. We certainly don't, but we have faced a lot. And we want to continue to interact with pastors along the way as we're doing this and just give a little jump start to pastors, some things for them to think about as they minister in the local church to make their ministry more effective. So, for instance, you know, I hate to say it like this, but, you know, if a pastor encounters that he discovers that somebody in their church has committed embezzlement,
mm-hmm.
well, I've been down that road.
You know how to do that. That's right.
I've done that. If there are a number of issues that you and I and other pastors that we talk to have encountered that would be gold mine mm-hmm. for these pastors as we meet with them or as they hear this podcast, we just want to give you a little bite-sized 15 minutes of encouragement, of love, and just a push start in a particular topic.
Yeah, and I'm excited about some of these things that we're going to be talking about on the preaching side of this podcast. We're going to start out by, in next episode, just kind of talking, defining what is expository preaching, yeah. why we think expository preaching is really the best form of biblical preaching and the benefits of it. We're going to talk about that. And then getting into really a lot of some particulars in preaching, things like, hey, how do I preach an Old Testament narrative text or a parable, different genres, things that relate to hermeneutics and interpretation. I'm excited about us getting into that. And the other thing that we have planned for our podcast is to occasionally have special guests.
Right.
And whatever that topic's going to be, there may be somebody who's really got a great skill set or a great amount of experience that can kind of help us with either a preaching thing or the pastoral ministry side. And
yeah, you know, so for like a guy who to do a funeral for a teenager who's mm-hmm. committed suicide.
Right.
Man, if you've never done one like that before,
right.
you don't even know where to start.
Right, or the funeral for an infant.
An infant, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And on the pastoral ministry leadership side, so many things that we face, dealing with difficult people in church, dealing with, you know, deacons in your church, you're trying to do something, build a building, remodel something, kind of going up against some of those difficult things that pastors can face. I'm excited about us kind of peeling back the onion on a lot of those kinds of topics. Mm-hmm. So hopefully what we're saying here kind of whets the appetite a
yeah.
little bit. But, you know, Andy, what one of the things I wanted to share in this opening thing is just that I have kind of shared with a few folks. One of the things that has surprised me in my traveling these last few months and talking to pastors is so every time I go and I go to an association, their DOM has gathered together their pastors, and I come and I kind of share my heart and vision for the state convention, and we talk about that kind of stuff. And in every one of those settings, I give out my cell phone. And I tell the guys, I say, hey, here's my cell phone. Call me, text me. I mean it. If you have a question or concern or, you know, I can help you in any way. And here's one of the most surprising things that's happened is, to my delight, I've actually had a number of pastors call me. But here's to my surprise, a few of them have called me to ask me questions about the convention, either statewide or national. A few of them have called to ask me theological questions. But I'm telling you, Andy, most of the pastors that have called me have called me just to talk. And how, you know how, you know, you talk to somebody you've never talked to before, you haven't talked to them in a very long time, and you kind of do the little chit-chat, the small talk, and then you're waiting for that phrase, oh, hey, the reason I called you is,
yeah.
I keep waiting for that, and I never hear it.
Yeah.
And that's when I realize, wow, you know, these guys are just calling because they need somebody to talk to.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's interesting is the strong majority of pastors in Oklahoma, Southern Baptist pastors in Oklahoma, they're multivocational or they are the only staff member at their church.
Yeah.
They don't have a staff to go to lunch with. They don't have a staff that during the day, hey, I can walk down the hallway and I can, you know, bounce some ideas or this or that off of that person. They don't have that. And I hear that. And I made a post about it on social media and then I turned it into a Messenger article. And you and I talked about this after that post. You and I talked. And the number of guys that contacted me after that post about loneliness,
right.
I mean, I just sat at the kitchen counter and I cried.
Right.
Because I could feel the hurt and just the loneliness of these guys. And so they're isolated. A lot of our pastors are in places where they're isolated, and they're isolated in terms of geography or space or distance, but also just relationally. You know, it's hard sometimes for a pastor to have relationships with people in his church, friendships with people in his church, because of that pastor-parishioner dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it in that post. How many times has a pastor heard this? He'll walk into a room and there's people that are talking, and then someone will make the comment, oh, everybody watch what you say, the pastor's there, you know? And so you automatically kind of have a little bit of that distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what creates that. So I say all of that to say, I hope that this podcast can just be something that will be, you know, a pastor can just put it on when they're driving in the car, going to make a hospital visit, going to a meeting, whatever it might be, and might just help to some degree to let pastors know they're not alone. And there's guys out here that care about them and love them and want to see them do well and want to equip them. And I hope the purpose of this podcast will kind of cover just a little bit of that.
Yeah. We just want pastors to know that you have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help. We don't, like I said before, we don't have all the answers, but we want to be an encouragement to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, brothers, what you do is the single most important calling in the world.
Yep.
To pastor that local church.
Yep.
And to shepherd those folks. You literally stand on the front line of eternity in your community. And we do not, we ache, I think is what
yeah.
we say. Our
That's
hearts
a good
ache.
Word.
Our
mm-hmm.
hearts ache to know of brother pastors who feel like they are out there by themselves. And we just want to remove some of that aloneness if we can.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I really firmly believe this statement, that the highest calling in all of Christendom is the pastor of the local church.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not an entity head or a seminary president because God is doing the work of his kingdom through the local church.
Mm-hmm.
And the under-shepherd of the local church, I don't think we can understate, you know, overstate, however you want to phrase that, whatever context, just the importance of the pastor, what he's doing, and the impact he has in a community for the kingdom of God. And so I just hope that our podcast here will in some way, you know, equip and encourage, and like we just said, maybe let these pastors not feel so alone, and somehow might be a useful tool for them.
Amen, brother. I completely agree, and I say let's get on with it.
Right? All right. Sounds good. So thanks, everybody, for listening to our first episode. And we're going to drop the second episode about expository preaching. And we're going to kind of define it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of it. And again, hopefully it'll be something that will be helpful and useful and encouraging to you.
This episode of Feeding and Leading has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptist. Visit us at oklahomabaptist.org or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptist, advancing the gospel together.